Fuel cycle. The fuel in VVER-440 pressurized water reactors is uranium dioxide UO2, enriched in the fissile isotope uranium-235 up to 5%. The fuel is in the form of 5-gram ceramic tablets, which are stored in metal rods. 126 rods form a hexagonal-shaped fuel cassette. In total, there are 42 tons of fuel in the reactor. The enrichment of the fuel is gradually reduced by operation in the reactor, and it is therefore necessary to replace it with fresh fuel after a certain period of time. Once a year, the reactor is shut down and 1/5 of the fuel is replaced. The consumption in the reactor is about 8 tons per year. The production of the fuel itself is part of a long-term process called the nuclear fuel cycle and is only heated for a short time in the reactor itself. The fuel cycle begins with the mining of uranium ore in open pit or underground mines. Most uranium ore is mined in Canada, Australia, and Kazakhstan. The uranium content of the ore is only 0.1% to 3%. Crushing and subsequent chemical treatment, leaching, produces the so-called yellow cake, which contains more than 80% uranium. This must then undergo a further process, namely refining and conversion. These are necessary to convert the uranium compounds contained in the yellow cake into the volatile uranium hexafluoride, UF6. The main fissile isotope is uranium-235, but there is only a small amount of uranium-238 in natural uranium, so its proportion in nuclear fuel needs to be increased to 5%. Commercially, the most widespread enrichment process is the use of centrifuges. Uranium hexafluoride, UF6, is chemically processed into uranium dioxide powder, UO2. This powder is pressed at high temperature and sintered into ceramic tablets weighing 5 grams. These are hermetically encapsulated in tubes of zirconium gray steel, and a bundle of 126 of them forms the fuel cell, the fuel cartridge. One cartridge contains 120 kilograms of fuel. Fresh nuclear fuel does not pose a significant risk, as it is only a very weak source of radiation and is only activated in the reactor. Before the fuel is loaded into the reactor, it is brought to the plant from the supplier and stored in the fresh fuel node. During the fuel change in the reactor, the fresh fuel assemblies are inspected and committed to the reactor core for 5 years. After 5 years of operation in the reactor, the spent fuel is moved from the reactor for temporary spent fuel storage to the spent fuel storage pool next to the reactor, where it is cooled down and its activity is reduced. All spent fuel handling takes place underwater, which is an excellent radiation shielding and also absorbs the residual heat produced by the spent fuel. After partial cooling, with at least 3 to 5 years of short-term storage at the reactor, the fuel is then safely transported in castor containers to the spent fuel intermediate storage facility at Yaslovska Bohunice for long-term storage. After partial cooling in the storage pool, there are two ways of further management of spent fuel assemblies. In the open fuel cycle, the fuel assemblies are exported to long-term storage and await final disposal in a repository or reprocessing. In the case of a closed fuel cycle, the spent fuel is reprocessed. The spent fuel contains about 95% uranium, 1% plutonium, and 4% of the highly radioactive fission products produced in the reactor. The fuel can be recycled in reprocessing plants, where it is separated into uranium, plutonium, and waste. The uranium and plutonium are reused to produce new fuel containing a mixture of fissile isotopes of uranium and plutonium, the so-called MOX fuel, and the fission products are reprocessed into a form suitable for permanent storage. The reprocessing process is very costly and energy intensive, which is why there are only a few such plants in the world so far. In the Slovak Republic, the open fuel cycle is applied. Nuclear fuel from reactors in Slovakia is safely stored in the intermediate spent nuclear fuel storage, wet storage for a minimum of 50 years. For the final storage of such fuel, studies are being carried out to determine the optimal approach. At present, no country in the world has yet built a final deep repository.